Liberal state declares war on small farmers and homesteaders. War on food is spreading in US through land use restrictions, geoengineering and waves of propaganda. Remember, it really is all about depopulation. The World Economic Forum warned us several years ago that its ultimate goal was to destroy the middle class. How else would you explain their slogan, "You will own nothing and learn to like it"? Quote question mark, this mantra is playing out in real time in the state of Oregon, and other states, in various forms which we will get into in this article. Small farmers are under attack. In the Beaver State, which has begun shutting down family farms throughout the state under the guise of water conservation and groundwater protection. The owner of Yanasa Ama Ranch shared a 20-minute video explaining what is going on in Oregon as bureaucrats erroneously classify small family farms and homesteads as concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, in order to shut them down. Any feeding area that has a concrete, rock or gravel floor falls into this category, which would include most small dairy or egg farms. If you have two or three milking cows, the rancher explains, you are now targeted by the state for closure. The rancher further explains in the video, the state of Oregon has effectively shut down small farms and market gardens on a large scale, and they're actually sending out cease and desist letters to farms and they're using satellite technology to find their victims and send them these letters that say you can't operate. The below video is 20 minutes but the most critical information is contained in the first 5 or 6 minutes. Note that he says most of these anti-farming, anti-private property laws start in places like Washington and Oregon but end up spreading to other states over time. That is so true. Wake up, folks. The tyranny is gaining ground. The war on food is heating up and will inevitably cause a major worldwide famine at some point. Remember what I've said in previous articles, that depopulation is the ultimate goal of the globalists. There is no other explanation behind their rabid lust for World War III, their relentless pushing of toxic vaccines, harmful chemicals sprayed in the atmosphere and put in our food, their celebration of abortion and all things LGBTQ+, and the list goes on. The more death and sterilizations they can foster, the happier they will be. There was some good news on the atmospheric spraying this week. The state senate in Tennessee has passed a bill banning all such spraying within its borders, whether it be for geoengineering or other purposes. See story, here. Watch geoengineering being conducted in plain sight. See 50 years of UN tracking weather modification projects. See the latest release of the Shoppers Guidetto, the most sprayed, toxic foods to avoid. Does it seem like there are way more chemtrails today than just a few years ago? That's probably because 5 years ago, in May 2019, the Yale School of the Environment published a paper telling us that more scientists had concluded that geoengineering must be considered as a last resort to control global warming. And here is former CIA Director John Brennan admitting in a speech to the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, that geoengineering is real, not a conspiracy theory. The globalists are also waging war against small farms and homesteaders on the propaganda front. The far-left media group Media Matters, funded by George Soros and other globalists, recently put out a hit piece article targeting homesteaders as white nationalist and anti-government. How dare they seek to grow their own food? They must be racists. See video below. I keep hearing that the CFR trilateral WEF UN globalists are running scared. That may be true, but I wouldn't bet on it. As long as we see horror stories like this one out of Oregon, I am of the opinion that these global predators are only just getting started. If they were at all fearful, they would be pulling back on some of their most harmful policies in the war on food. Instead, they continued to pressure farmers to cull their flocks of birds, radically reduce the size of their bovine herds, and now they're trying to render their farmland useless through nefarious water protection policies. Their goal is to put all small farmers and homesteaders out of business and force them into the cities, where people are more easily surveilled and controlled. We cannot allow them to succeed. Find small farmers in your area and support them. Let me know in the comments below if your state is showing any signs of joining the globalists' war on food. Source: Leo Homan.